These gorse fires took place back in May. What I've learned from department officials is that they're finally going to release the BPS payments to the farmers that are affected, but they're going to exclude what they call funding for ineligible land. So in other words, land that was burnt 6 months ago will be deemed ineligible under EU funds. So these farmers will lose a very, very significant amount of money, huge portion in some cases. This is going to emerge in the next few days. I think it's outrageous. So close to Christmas, in that period of the end of the year when farmers are waiting on their annual payments, their stage payments, their whole financial management throughout the year waits on this. To find out now, I think it's outrageous.
As you said, that this is through no fault of the farmers themselves.
Absolutely, and my fear is that what we're seeing here is collective punishment of all farmers who had land that was burnt. We have no evidence as to who was responsible. For example, it could have been a hill walker that left a bottle on a hill. When you have a number of days with dry gorse and intense sunshine, anything could have caused those fires. And the evidence needs to be found, and the person is responsible, fair enough. We should take responsibility. But for a whole wide range of farmers across Inishowen and Donegal to be punished in this way, and to find out at this time of year what is happening, is outrageous.
Is there any hope that this decision could be reversed?
I'm going to raise this at next Tuesday's meeting of the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee, which I serve on. I'm demanding that the Minister and his senior officials immediately engage with the farmer representative organisations and give the farmers the full payment that they're entitled to, or put in place compensation for the funding that they have lost.